Report: Biden brings convicted Afghan rapist deported by Trump back to U.S. by John Binder on August 30, 2021. A convicted Afghan rapist deported by former President Donald Trump's administration was reportedly brought back to the United States thanks to President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation out of Afghanistan. According to The Washington Times' Stephen Dinan, 47-year-old Afghan national Ghadir Haydari was flown to Dulles International Airport in Dulles, Virginia as part of Biden's Afghanistan resettlement operation where tens of thousands, and potentially hundreds of thousands, of Afghans are being brought to the U.S. for permanent resettlement. Following his arrival in Dulles, Haydari was flagged by federal officials after it was revealed that he had been deported from the U.S. in 2017 after serving time for a rape conviction. Dinan reports. At a time when American citizens are having trouble catching flights out of Kabul, Ghadir Haydari made it on an Ethiopian Airlines charter flight for evacuees. Emphasis added. Haydari came to the U.S. as a refugee sometime in the previous century and was granted a green card in 2000. Emphasis added. A man whose name and age match Haydari pleaded guilty to rape in Ada County, Idaho, in 2010. He served more than 5 years in a state prison and was released on supervision in December 2015, according to state records. Emphasis added. According to Dinan's reporting, Haydari is currently being held at the Caroline Detention Facility in Bowling Green, Virginia. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has not commented on how Haydari was able to pose as a refugee to board a U.S.-bound flight out of Afghanistan. The case is only the latest to have been reported that shows significant fraud in Biden's resettlement operation out of Afghanistan, where about 14,000 Afghans have been flown into Dulles in 12 days. This week, The Washington Post reported that the Biden administration has brought Afghans to the U.S. who were later flagged for security concerns. Likewise, administration officials told CNN that Afghans are arriving in the U.S. who do not have any documents whatsoever. Last week, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said he did not know the number of Afghans who have sought resettlement in the U.S. but subsequently were found to have been on terrorist watch lists. Pentagon officials last week, though, told Defense One that up to 100 of the 7,000 Afghans evacuated as prospective recipients of special immigrant visas, SIVs, seeking permanent resettlement in the U.S. have been flagged as potential matches to intelligence agency watch lists. There's certainly been a number of them, an official said of the Afghans flagged as possible matches for individuals listed on terrorist watch lists. At least one of those Afghans seeking an SIV to enter the U.S. has been detained in Qatar after officials said his background revealed possible ties to the Islamic State, ISIS, terrorist organization. NBC News revealed last week that in at least 5 cases at the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, Afghans have attempted to board U.S.-bound flights using fraudulent American passports that do not belong to them. The U.S. mission team reported at least 5 cases of Afghans who presented U.S. passports that didn't belong to them, highlighting fraud concerns and complicating the process of screening people to enter the airport, the NBC News report stated. Though Biden has touted that Afghans are being screened at U.S. military bases abroad, he has ignored that they are also being flown to the U.S. before having completed their visa processing. Specifically, Afghans are being sent to Fort Bliss in Texas, Fort Lee in Virginia, Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, and Fort Dix in New Jersey, to continue their processing. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.